We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Vav. V'al kein ikara hascholas tzmichas hagula hoy al yidei kedusha Shabbos, shehu b'chinas Shabbos hagodol shelifnei Pesach. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Imran, now we can understand why the beginning of the redemption of Yetzias Mitzrayim came about through the holiness of Shabbos, meaning Shabbos HaGodol, which takes place before Pesach. That's when Hashem instructed the Jews to designate the lamb for the Korban Pesach. And this was the idol of the Egyptians, and despite that, the Egyptians were not able to touch them. Rav Nosson Zal continues now, V'ikar hanes shel Shabbos HaGodol hu she'oz moshchu v'lokchu ha'Korban Pesach. The main miracle of Shabbos HaGodol was that was the day where Hashem instructed the Jews to take a lamb and designate it for Korban Pesach. Hainu, Iker HaGaulo hoya yidei haneder shenodru haKorban Pesach v'higdishu oisoi, which means that this opening shot of the Gula, in a sense, of this phase of the Gula, came about through the vow whereby the Jews designated via neder, they designated and reserved this lamb to be Korban Pesach. V'al kein sibev Hashem yisborach shekimu zayis b'Shabbos daika. And this is why Hashem worked things out that this should be done specifically on Shabbos. D'haino b'Shabbos shelifnei Pesach, ki ha'idei ze bi'atzmoi, haino ha'idei ha'neder shel ha'Korban Pesach, zochu l'Shabbos, shu b'chinas matzah, shehu ikar yitzias Mitzrayim, meaning that it's through this neder of Korban Pesach that we were zoiche to the concept of Shabbos, which is the concept of matzah, as we mentioned earlier, which is the Ikar Yetzias Mitzrayim. When the Yidden was zoiche to achilas matzah, which is achilas Shabbos, that's the pleasure of Shabbos. And again, what initiated all of this was the Korban Pesach, which is a neder that was initiated on Shabbos HaGodol. Ki oz higdishu as a Korban Pesach, that's when they sanctified the Korban Pesach, shehoya oz ba'osra l'chodesh, whereby that year it came out on the 10th of the month of Nisan. Kimo yishom raza, like the Gemara says, ki ayidei haneder Zoichin lo'inig Shabbos shubachinas matzah, because as Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Likutei Imran, through neder a person is zoiche to the pleasure of Shabbos, which leads to matzah, as we mentioned in the paragraphs in the earlier paragraphs. V'al kein al yedei korban pesach nitzoilu b'chayre Yisrael v'nergu b'chayre Mitzrayim. This is why, through bringing the Korban Pesach, that was what ended up saving the firstborn of Klal Yisrael and having the firstborn of the Egyptians killed. V'al yedei ze hoiso ikar ha-geula, and that was the real essence of the geula. Ki ikar ha-bechoyra be'emes, hi rak li Yisrael, shehem ha-bechoyra de-gdusha be'emes, b'chinas b'ni b'choyra Yisrael. Because the true firstborn is only the Jewish people, who are referred to in the Torah as, Hashem refers to us as his firstborn. Ki Yisrael olo b'machshavo t'chila, because the Medrash says that when Hashem was going to create the world, his first thought was Klal Yisrael. We are the t'chila, we are the first. Kamashikosov Bereshis Boralikim, and the Medrash Darshan's Bishvil Yisroel Shenikru Reshis. Hashem created the world because of Yisroel, Klal Yisroel, who are called Reshis. Reshis Hibachinas Bechor Shenikru Reshis. Kamashikosov Kihu Reshis Oinoi. And we know the word Reshis represents the firstborn, just as it says in the Pasuk, in Chumash Dvorim is written about if a person marries a woman and there are two children, And that the firstborn is the one who is the first seed, he's the one who should be given the priority as far as inheritance. Achal yidei chet odom orishon shenisarvu kol hadvorim venishapchu venishtanu misidron ha'amiti. However, as a result of the pigam of odom orishon, which caused everything to get mixed up, and things got reversed and changed from their proper order, Ze goram sheyotzo Esav tchila. That's what caused that Esav should actually physically come out first from the mother's womb. V'nidma shehu b'chor, and it should appear as if he was the firstborn. V'alkein ochazo Yaakov lakvoi, and this is why Yaakov Avinu held on to his foot to hold him back, to try to block him from coming out first. Ki be'emes ein ha-b'chor shayel chel Esav klal rak li'Yisroel of Adam, because in truth, the birthright is not associated in any way whatsoever with Esav, but rather it belongs to the Jewish people. V'alkein torach v'yoga Yaakov Avinu at shelokach ha-b'chor me'Esav, and this is why Yaakov Avinu struggled and put everything he had into it to make sure that he retrieved the birthright back from Esav Harosho. V'alkein lokach ha-b'chor me'Esav haydei taivas achila shel Esav Harosho, and this is why the incident that brought about Yaakov Avinu's being able to get back the birthright from Esav was the taiva sachila of Esav, Esav's gluttony. Kamashikosu, as the Pasuk says, halitenino min ha'odoim ha'odoim hazeh. The Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu was preparing lentils for the mourning period, mourning the passing away of Avraham Avinu at the time, and Esav came into the house very hungry, and he said to Yaakov Avinu, shovel that into my mouth, like you feed a camel, you shovel the food down in a sense. And that brought about the fact that Esav ended up selling the birthright to Yaakov Avinu, as the Pasuk says, Ki habchor hu reishis b'chinas moichin, because the birthright is the concept of being first, which is associated with the moyach. The moyach is called reishis, reishis chochma. U'kishezoichin l'shaber taivas achila, and when a person is zoiche to get rid of, to conquer their desire for food, azai hamoyach nisalo al hakoved moledam shu'esav, then the brain supersedes the liver, which is full of blood, which symbolizes Esav. Ze ikar bechinas habchor degdusha, and that's the essence of the birthright in a holy sense. Shehu bechinas hisalus hamoyach al kol aguf. It means the brain taking its proper place in terms of ruling and controlling and leading the entire body. Ki hamoyach hu reishis bechinas bechor, because the moyach, the brain, is first. That's the birthright. Whereas, when Esav tries to conquer the birthright, to acquire the birthright, meaning Esav, who represents the liver, when he tries to control the brain, to take a leading position over the brain, which comes about, how does the Koved exert its authority? In anger. How does it show its authority? In anger. The Gemara says, Koved Koyes, which comes about through Taiva Sachila, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in chapter 57 in the first half of Likut Imran. Ze Bechinas Bechoyra de Sitra Achra. When the Koved is leading, that's the concept of a birthright of the Sitra Achra. Shechas Vesholem Esav, Shubchinas Koved Moledam, Noitel HaBechoyra Vamem Shola. Whereby Esav, who is the liver, which is full of blood, he's taking the birthright, he's taking the leading position, the authority, the kingdom, and ruling over the brain, chas v'shalom. Shemizeh boin kol ha-golios she-ho'ivdei kechovim moishlam al Yisrael. This is what caused all the exiles, whereby the idol worshippers ruled and had authority over the Jewish people. Ki Yisroel achizosom b'moyach, because the Jewish people are plugged into the brain. Ki Yisroel ola b'machshavot chila, because as we said, the Torah says that when Hashem was first creating the world, Hashem's first thought was Klal Yisroel. So Klal Yisroel is plugged into the thought, the machshava. V'machshava hu amoyach, that's the brain. V'heim nikroim reishis. And Klal Yisrael is called reishis, as we saw in the earlier psukim, Bechinas Reishis Chachma, Bechinas Moichin. And we know that Chachma and Moichin are also called Reishis. Ukeshehaumais, Shachizosam Bakoved Moledam, Sho Esav, Shekol Hagolios Al Yodoi Kamuva. And therefore, when the nations of the world, who are associated with the liver, which is Esav, who is the force behind all the exiles that the Jewish people went through, Kishehem Shoiltim Al Yisrael Chas V'Shalom, when these other nations are ruling over the Jewish people, when we are subservient to them, Ze Bechinas Hizgabrus HaKoved Al Amoya Chas V'Shalom. That's the concept of the liver ruling the brain, Chas V'Shalom. Debitamon Tichbad Ho Avoida. That causes exile. That causes suffering. The Tikkun Ezra says that's what caused the decree of Paro when he said those famous words when Moshe Rabbeinu tried to get him to lessen the load of the Jewish people, to ease up on them. Paro said, not only am I not going to ease up, but rather Tichbad Ho Avoida. I'm going to give them more work to do. I'm going to intensify the slavery, the suffering. And the word that he used was tichbad, meaning, again, Paro was showing his kesher to the kove, to the liver, to Esav. Vezeh ikar golus Mitzrayim. This was the essence of the exile of Egypt. Bechinas tichbad hu avoida. This super severe, intense slavery and hard labor. Ki ikar golus Mitzrayim hoyadei Esav. Shebechinas kovid moledam. Shehu sar shel Mitzrayim. Kemuva. Because the exile of Egypt was mainly because of Esav HaRosha, who is the liver, who is the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Pinchas, Daf Reish Lamed Aleph.